One of the biggest healthcare scandals in the state and ultimately the country started with a whistleblower. In 2014, three Phoenix VA employees came forward with the news that the hospital wasn't adequately monitoring suicidal veterans in the ER. Two of them retained their positions, one left for a different job. Their information changed the way the VA operates on a national level, but what are some of the risks of being a whistleblower? To talk more about this, I'm joined by Elizabeth Tippett, an assistant professor and co-director of the master's program in dispute resolution at the University of Oregon Law School. Elizabeth, thanks for being here. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how risky is it for someone to speak up when they see something is wrong within their organization?
I think it really varies. Certainly in many cases, though not all, speaking up can be protected, legally protected. But of course, legal protections only provide you with a lawsuit after something bad happens to you. And ideally, nothing bad happens to you.
Do you see differences between private organizations and the government, for example?
Well, I think really there's a lot of variation in how employers respond to whistleblowers, and it depends on the culture of the organization and, you know, frankly, your relationship with your manager and the people immediately around you. Because most of the time when people are blowing the whistle, the first person they complain to is their manager. And so if they have a good relationship with their manager, and hopefully the manager is not involved in the misconduct that you're complaining about, that's one way to get the company to respond to your complaints.
You mentioned the culture, and I'm wondering how the culture of a place can change, even sort of within your specific work area, when it is revealed that you are a whistleblower. I mean, do people, you know, your coworkers, your deskmates maybe look at you differently or maybe don't talk to you about things quite as much?
I think in general, there is some resistance to whistleblowers in terms of people don't like being told they're wrong. And they don't like complainers in general. And so it is worth thinking about what is the best way to raise your concerns, what is the best way to frame it. So, for example, I really like work by Mary Gentile, who talks about business ethics. And she reminds us to bring all of our social skills, all our interpersonal skills to bear when we're complaining or trying to act upon our values. So she recommends first by starting out by saying something like, why? Can you explain more why you're doing this, why you think it makes sense, or point out other ways of doing something that you consider problematic and saying, have you considered doing it this way instead? Here are some reasons why this other way might make more sense. And treating it, at least initially, before it blows up into a giant scandal, as a negotiation to see if it's possible to change the behavior of the people immediately around you.
As opposed to just saying, hey, there's this giant problem, I'm going to be the one who's going to try to bring a change to it.
Well, sometimes you have no choice, right? And maybe you've tried the other things and they don't work. But I think when we think about whistleblowing, we tend to think of, you know, stop the game, blow the whistle, everything stops. This is going to be a giant federal case. When sometimes ethical behavior mostly just involves making good decisions and influencing the people around us to try and fix problems, and then escalating if it doesn't work from there.
Are there certain protections that either tend to be in place or ought to be in place for whistleblowers to protect them?
One problem for whistleblowers is that there's really a patchwork of protections. So federal law provides certain protections depending on what you're blowing the whistle about and who you make the disclosure to. So, for example, disclosures to the media are rarely protected under whistleblower laws, whereas disclosing to a government agency is almost always protected, depending on assuming it's a federal agency that handles the type of problem you're complaining about. But there are also some complaints that really fall in the cracks and aren't protected at all. So you have to be kind of careful. And if you're thinking about blowing the whistle in a big way, it probably is prudent to talk to a lawyer to try and figure out if the type of thing you're complaining about is actually protected under federal or state law.
And presumably those state laws, as you say, it's kind of a patchwork. They vary from state to state, irrespective of what the federal law says.
Right. And there's also a common law claim where you can just argue to the court, even if there's no statute under state law, called wrongful termination and violation of public policy. And that's just sort of a general claim saying, hey, I tried to fix this problem that's of serious concern to the public and affected public safety or public well-being, and I was retaliated against by my employer for trying to fix this serious public problem.
All right. That's Elizabeth Tippett, an assistant professor and co-director of the master's program in dispute resolution at the University of Oregon School of Law. Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
Thank you.